And then the second video of did you know that you could treat your home without a tent? Something I was so excited to get this series started to let people know that this service is available because I believe in it. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Kobe, the president of Kobe's Tentless Termite and Pest Control. I mentioned in my last video about how long I've been in the business, so you've been around for a while. And so once we started doing this service, we used borates, and borates were the biggest thing going because they last for so long. They're nothing known to once it goes into a piece of wood, there's nothing known to take it out of it. And so we started off with powdered borates, which is the most common brand names you would know from the pest control perspective is Timbor. And the other one would be Tormyotine borax. They're both a borate and would work basically the same. So we treated these homes. The first home we did, it took us 2 11-hour days. It was huge because we wanted to make sure we got everything and do this and we're a little quicker now and a whole lot better. But we treated many homes that first year, and we had massive failures. And I don't think many people are going to come to you and say, "Come to me, I'm great termites. I have lots of failures." But this is what happened. We know we treated the home properly in the areas, and there's just all kinds of termites. So we went to a seminar the Timbor people, NIASIS, was doing, and Dr. Jeff Lloyd was there. He's like the foremost expert on borates in the world. But so I got him after the seminar and say, "We're having failures. Why are we having failures? What are you using?" "Because I'm using Timbor." "Is that a new construction or is that on oak?" I said, "Oak construction." He goes, "Oh, no, no, no." He goes, "You can't do that. It doesn't work the same. You need something to penetrate the wood. So you have to use the liquid form of borates. Now that penetrates into the wood, goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And over time, it reaches equilibrium in about 6 weeks in a 2x4. And so once it's in there, like I said, nothing is known to take it out. It is a permanent thing. There's been homes in, if I'm not playing, New Zealand and Australia, most of their lumber is treated with this stuff. And they've had it for 50, 80, 100 years. So it's a solid treatment. It really does a great job at getting into those nooks and crannies and penetrating it and doing it. So we switched over to that. And then as we progressed, we were fortunate enough to get a contract to treat the Bellevue Biltmore. And the Bellevue Biltmore, for those of you who don't know, is the world's largest, or was the world's largest wooden structure. And it took us 3 years, and we treated about 80% of it before they sold it. In that time period, I mean, we had 400-foot-long hallways. So that's larger than a football field that we had to figure out ways to do things. So we had to come up with our own equipment. We had to come up with combinations of products. I had gone to Termidor, the company that did Termidor, and I asked for an experimental use permit. They didn't offer that to me. They didn't give it to me, so I had to go a different route. But we would use different combinations of things and put things together, and we found out what worked and what didn't. And over the next 13 years, I was on every job, doing servicings, treating each and every job with my guys, of course, except for five. And then since then, I don't go out nearly as I used to. But over that time period, you had an owner of a company developing a system that worked. And when it didn't work, the owner of the company was the one who had to talk to the customers. It didn't work. Why didn't it work? And so we worked it and worked it and worked it and worked it and worked it. Now we're going into over 20 years of doing this. But that's why how we learned what we did about tentless termites. And just love the idea and the the way we do things because of the time that we took to develop the program. And we know what it can and can't do. So that's what we'll talk about more in the next video, is the why you do it, or where you do it, when you do it. But that's pretty much what you're looking at here. We wanted to kind of give you a background of what was going on and why and how this was developed and why we believe in it. I will see you in the next video.